Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you remember the logo of the old RCA Victor company? If you're old enough and you know what they are, you may have actually seen it on some things called records. The logo pictures a phonograph player with a big horn where the sound comes out. The dog sits in front of the horn, listening intently. And if you can make it out, you can see the words say, "His master's voice." His master's voice. Listening to the master. Listening to the master's voice is what Jesus was emphasizing in the gospel lesson of the day during his visit to the home of Mary and Martha. Mary sat at Jesus' feet. She was listening to his word while Martha was busy with much serving, we're told. Listen again to what Jesus said to Martha. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Mary had set her heart on Jesus and his word of teaching. We also share Mary's need, and so we too, with one heart, set ourselves at Jesus' feet to hear the Master's voice teach us. That's why we're here. We share Mary's need to hear the word of the Lord, and for us that means taking time for Bible learning. When Martha confronted Jesus with Mary's just sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him and not helping her with all the serving, the answer Jesus gave Martha was not what she expected. Martha wanted Jesus to send Mary off to help her. But Jesus knew that Mary and Martha both needed more of what Jesus was giving by his words than what Martha was preparing with her running around the house in the kitchen. Be sure to take note of this. When he does answer Martha, he does so with obvious love. When he repeated Martha's name, it's like what a parent does when they're gently correcting their own children. It's significant that Peter remembered this detail of repeating Martha's name because it reveals the love that Jesus shows his followers even when he needs to correct them. It's sort of like in the Old Testament lesson today, when the angel of the Lord corrects Abraham's wife, Sarah, when she laughs at the idea that at her age, she would have the joy of having a baby. Here again is what was said. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son.'" It is the word. It's the word of the Lord that brings us joy and even brings us unexpected joy, and joy that we may think is beyond our having or even deserving. When we sit at the feet of Jesus and take in his word through Bible reading and prayer and meditation on his word, we are in a position like Mary to receive unexpected and maybe even undeserved joy. Now, you know that owning a Bible does a person no good unless they read it, study it, they meditate on it. There are people who have never read the Bibles that they own. Instead, they treat them like a good luck charm. They leave them sit out on a table or a bookshelf to look at and hope it somehow rubs off on them. The Bible is not meant for that. That's superstition. But rather, God's word is to be dug into, spent time with, so that it can produce the fruitfulness in a person's life that God, through that word, wants to give us. Owning farmland doesn't make a person a farmer. They're a farmer only if they cultivate the land and harvest the crops that it produces. The same thing bears out with the Bible also. What is it that Mary was given? What is it that Mary was given at Jesus' feet is still there, or what it is that Mary was given is still there for anyone who will sit and read Scripture. Then, like the farmer who is rewarded with fruitful crops in due season after planting and watering the soil, then the one who reads the Bible will also receive the reward of growing in the grace of God. Focusing on that, focusing on the Lord's grace, is the only way that we have to give anyone the good news that God wants them to know, which is that God loves them. That message, as Jesus was trying to teach it to Mary and Martha today, only comes from taking time with Scripture. Now, you don't first have to have a full comprehension of God to study the Bible. But you do need to read the Bible to have an understanding of God and His love for you. Understanding God's love can only come from studying the Bible, because that's the way He has chosen to speak His word to the world. And the promise of new life in His word is a promise for us, just like it was for Mary. What Mary had chosen, Jesus said, would not be taken away from her. When we do as Mary did, when we take time to focus on Jesus and His word, we also receive the reward of that same promise from Jesus, that God's word will not be taken away from us. As we do Bible reading, we realize that in that study time, Christ Himself comes and He meets us. He serves us in Bible study. We are not serving Him. He serves us. That's a reminder that we can't do anything for Christ without first receiving from Christ. Remember that. We can't do anything for Christ without first receiving from Christ. Jesus came, and He served us through His death on the cross and His resurrection from the grave. As St. Paul pointed out in the epistle lesson today, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Jesus continues to serve us by giving us the promise of life everlasting, reconciled with the Father through the Holy Spirit because of what Jesus has first done for us in His own life, death, and resurrection. When we come to communion, we receive that very promise into our mouths by the presence of His body and blood. And that promise He delivers to us by grace, through faith alone. When we forget, and we do, when we forget that Jesus came first to serve us, we end up as Martha and not Mary. In today's lesson, well-meaning Martha permitted her distraction and worry to keep her from listening to and learning from Jesus. We place everything in our lives at the feet of Jesus and His Word. We should allow nothing. We should allow nothing. Not even our service to Him to separate us from Him. Not even our service to Him to separate us from Him. Let me close with a story. A story that a woman told about her husband when he came home from Bible study. One evening, my husband sat himself down in his chair and told me about the series of questions he had answered in his Bible study for the day. Question one asked me to list the values most important to me, he said. I put my relationship with Jesus Christ as number one, and with you, my wife, as number two. The second question asked me to list my free time activities. I put watching television, house and yard projects, and planning my work. When I got to question three, it asked me to compare what I had said was most important in my life to what I actually did with my time and to draw my own conclusions. When he did that, she said, he realized that the way he was spending his time didn't add up with what he said was most important to him. Maybe we could each try asking ourselves those questions sometime this week. Take a few minutes. What do I value? What is on my list of free time activities? And what happens when I compare those things? Let those questions serve to remind us of how important it is to spend time in God's Word, listening to Him. And you know, we can do the same thing in our congregation. It's important to come do the work that we need to do this week. But we don't want to let that get in the way of listening to Jesus. So, one of those things that when we're planning something here, we need to ask ourselves, are we spending our time? And we are this week. Are we spending our time on hearing, sharing, and living the gospel? We started out today talking about listening to the Master's voice. And we can do that in fellowship together when we're here working together. That's what we do anytime we spend time in Scripture, by the way. We listen to our Master's voice. Our Master's voice gives us comfort and peace amidst the chaos and worry of our world. The voice of Jesus is the voice we hear in the Bible. So let's each take time this week and in the Scriptures sit at Jesus' feet as Mary did and receive there from our Master what He wants to give us, new life through His Word. In His name we pray, amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight. O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer, amen.